AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Steve Kathan. The situation at the southern border and the fentanyl crisis, key issues for the United States and Mexico. CBS's Stephen Portnoy has more on President Biden's visit south of the border.
The president's national security advisor says Mr. Biden will seek enhanced cooperation from the Mexican government to stop the flow of fentanyl.
Increase the level of cooperation between Mexican law enforcement personnel and U.S. law enforcement personnel, not just at the border, but at every step along the fentanyl supply chain.
Jake Sullivan says he expects an announcement of an agreement between the two countries will be made as soon as tomorrow, when their presidents stand alongside the Prime Minister of Canada at the North American Leaders Summit.
A week of stormy weather is forecast for parts of Northern California that have already been battered. KOVR TV reporter Rachel Wolf says it's bad in some parts of Sacramento.
Emergency alerts went out Sunday night, warning of rising water and letting people know they might not get another warning to leave if conditions rapidly deteriorate. The fear is that rising water could spill over onto roads across Wilton and cut off evacuation routes. These flooded roadways are exactly what we saw in the days following the New Year's Eve storm that claimed three lives when cars were swept away by rushing water.
A special grand jury in Georgia has finished work on the effort to overturn 2020 election results. A separate panel could consider possible criminal charges. CBS's Scott McFarlane has more on court action today stemming from the attack at the Capitol.
Richard Barnett of Arkansas goes on trial today. He's accused of putting his feet up on a desk in then Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office and of taking some of her mail. Also, it's opening arguments in the Proud Boys seditious conspiracy case, the second time prosecutors have tried that high-level charge of seditious conspiracy.
A doctor's group today recommending early action to deal with childhood obesity. Dr. Sarah Hample of the American Academy of Pediatrics.
40 years ago or longer, it was hoped that children would outgrow their extra weight, but that's just simply not happening anymore.
Buckingham Palace has been silent. British tabloids are blasting Prince Harry for what he's revealing in his new book about the royal family. And he told 60 Minutes that he and his brother had lingering questions about his mother's death.
William and I considered reopening the inquest, because there were so many gaps and so many holes in it, which just didn't add up and didn't make sense.
Would you still like to do that?
I don't even know if it's an option now, but no, I think, would I like to do that now? It's a hell of a question, Anderson.
Do you feel you have the answers that you need to have about what happened to your mom?
Truth be known, no.
Wall Street's, right now the Dow is up 165 points. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right. And when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, January 10th. In Portage County, the Central Wisconsin Joint Airport Board meeting will take place at 8 a.m. in Conference Room B at the Mosinee Airport. The Planning and Zoning Committee will meet at 5 p.m. at the Portage County Annex Conference Room 5. The meeting of the Housing Authority Board of Commissioners that was scheduled for 4 p.m. has been canceled. In Adams County, the Veterans Service Commission will meet from 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. at 172 North Linden Street. The Coordinated Services Advisory Meeting will take place from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Adams County Health and Human Services Department. The Planning and Zoning Seminar will take place from 1 to 4:30 p.m. at the Adams County Community Center. The Solid Waste Committee meeting will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. at Adams County Solid Waste and Recycling. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 31. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, lows dip down to about 27. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow, highs level off around 32. Temps swell above average Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the mid-30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 23.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you for joining us today. It is the 1 o'clock hour. As always, you can join the conversation at 844-967-2789. And whether you live in Milwaukee or the only time you ever go to downtown Milwaukee is for a Bucks game or to see a musical, if you have not gone to the 3rd Street Market Hall yet, your 2023 resolution should be to remedy that, because it is one of the coolest things that opened, in my opinion, that opened last year. It is a celebration of Milwaukee's cuisine, its diversity, the culture, all happening in a historic part of downtown Milwaukee on Wisconsin Avenue. And this month marks its first anniversary. So here to talk more about what the first year was like and what we can look forward to in 2023 is Omar Sheikh, who is the owner of both Carnivore and 3rd Street Market Hall. Welcome to the show, Omar.
Yeah, thanks for having me. We should hire you as a spokesperson because you just say it so perfectly.
Well, you know, they did give me my own show, so sometimes I'm good at talking. But I mean it. Yeah, I do mean it. And yeah. I having lived in New York, which I think I used to go to one of the market halls that I think you checked out as you were part of the development process of what do we want this thing to look like. And It is, I think, as cool as... Was it the Astor Place? No, what was that one called?
DeKalb?
DeKalb. Yes. DeKalb. So I lived, that was a part of Brooklyn that I lived in. And that place was awesome. But I honestly, you know, and I know vendors have, there's still some room for more vendors and everything, but the combination of the activities you can do, the food you can have, the bar in the center, like it is such a cool spot in the middle of downtown. And so I when I say it, I mean it. But what has the first year been like?
You know, it's full of emotions. You know, just to even get there was, you know, through the pandemic, I thought the project died 2, 3, 4 times, right? And so had to raise more money with the supply chain and the budget going up. And so I didn't really know what it would look like. I mean, when Josh and Tony, who are the owners of the building and partners in the food hall, first approached me, I said, yeah, I'm very interested in doing it. But, you know, as I thought about it, I'd never built anything like that. And so without them and the infrastructure and a team, we wouldn't have been able to build it. But it's been great. I mean, you know, it's been very humbling. So many friends and so much of the community are supporting it, and we're seeing more and more really getting some momentum now. And you're seeing a lot of things happen west of the river, and I think we have a small part to do with that. You know, Pfizer, Live Nations, to building a concert venue, to Kohl's coming in, Milwaukee Tool, and a lot of great things happening. Convention Center will be built by the end of this year, too. So there's a renaissance happening west of the river, and so it's going well. Filling up, leasing up was a little more difficult than anticipated, but that's in large part due to just the labor shortages, right? And restaurants afraid to take a risk because they can't find people to work. But we have momentum on our side right now, and I think we'll have 5 new vendors by March. We're pretty much fully leased up. There are maybe 1 or 2 spaces at play, not really hood spaces, but yeah, it's been great. It's been great as of late.
That's great. And I think you're right as far as some of it is opening such a big project. It's one thing with the labor shortage, with, you know, when are people going to be going back out? And also, as you said, when are people going to be back downtown working? And I think the hope of some of these big corporations having their offices downtown and having that foot traffic in the middle of the day on a weekday also helps. Because I will say, like, you know, on a Bucks game in the summer, people are walking around, but it's kind of that midday hustle and bustle. I think we're not quite there. And not just in the west of the river. I think just in downtown in general, that foot traffic we're hoping comes back, and the idea of people going out for lunch and having, you know, having a beer after work at the bar. And so as far as other ways besides the work, people who are at work, what are some of the other things that you've done this year as far as having events? Obviously, we had the World Cup there, and I think that was, I saw many of the games watching the World Cup on the big projector. And so what have some of the events been like as far as getting people to check it out?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, we've done a couple different markets. We have, like, you know, trivia night on certain nights and things of that nature. And so that's helped quite a bit. But I will say there's, of course, a lot of people aren't back to the office. I don't know what it's at 50%, but the people that are coming down religiously. And so in large support and just in the surrounding areas too. So that feels really good. But we have a lot of things going on there. We just added darts. We have so many different gaming elements and shuffleboard, bag toss, all different types of things that are mostly free that people can come down and just hang out. But, you know, we really want to design this. When we traveled, probably 70 food halls around America that we traveled to, and Josh Krasnack is still traveling to food halls because he's traveling as he has business in a lot of other states. We really wanted to see an impact and have a way and reason to draw families downtown. Mm-hmm. So if you come in on the weekends, you will be shocked at families from all around that are traveling, and we're just packed with so many different families. And it's great because the kids don't want to leave. There's so many things for them to do there. And mom and dad can just go to the bar and hang out and have fun. So it's growing. And, you know, this is one of the few projects that I'll say, I had a small part to do with this, but it's really working. What we intended on happening is happening. And so I can't tell you how many other businesses that I wanted that to happen and it didn't, and it failed. And so it feels like we're on the right track here, and a lot of momentum and a lot of support. And it's so humbling. It's so great. But I think people, once they actually come in and witness and see it, jaws drop. I mean, it's so much more than what people think.
Well, and especially as Jane and I said, as we were teeing up the agenda for today's show, of remembering what Grand Avenue Mall was. And when it was a mall, when it was a successful mall, and then obviously then as it declined, as a lot of malls are, but also just the entire Wisconsin Ave. Like, I remember when I first went to the new Symphony Orchestra Theater, once it reopened and was revived, they have pictures of Wisconsin Ave in like 100 years ago. And the packs of people, the pedestrians just walking is packed to think of how historic the buildings on that street, how historic it is, and what the opportunity is with the new entertainment district, but also revitalizing that whole area with the theaters, the Third Street Market Hall, new condos, apartments. And so where do you kind of see going into 2023 as like big opportunity areas for west of the river in that entertainment Wisconsin Ave area?
I mean, I see continued growth, right? I mean, as you see, Bucks did a deal with Live Nation and building a 4,000 person concert venue. You obviously big corporate that are moving into that area.
Oh, I think we just got you on mute.
We have an incredible team over at Visit Milwaukee that is now, you know, really 2023 is going to be a great year of conventions. You have RNC coming up in 2024. I think there's just continued growth. And we at the hall are just continuing to evolve and create larger type banquet spaces. So it's ones that's going to flow for an outdoor area that's sort of covered for summer. Because we just think that, look, we need to be competitive and have people want to drink and eat outside.
Yep.
And so building that. A lot of plans coming up for this year, actually.
Where would the outdoor space be?
So it's in the back alleyway that's going to be on the other side of, you know, where the hallway was, where GNC and, you know, right off the 2nd Street corridor coming into the food hall.
Yeah.
So we're going to build a large banquet space there that's going to function with the alleyway going outside. And when you say alleyway, it doesn't sound attractive, right? But if you turf it out and add a lot of TVs and string lights and warm it up, which we plan to do, it's going to be a really, really cool area.
I can totally picture that as far as like a sweet little alley, especially as we've gotten so used to during the pandemic of different restaurants taking over like a curb or a corner of kind of walkway or like where parking used to be, and how nice that is in the summer to have that kind of outdoor space. We're talking to Omar Sheikh, who is the owner of both Carnivore and the Third Street Market Hall, on both the reflecting on the last year, but also looking forward for the Third Street Market Hall. Janie, do you have a question?
I did. Omar, you mentioned something that really just caught my ear, because I think you're very successful and you've had many successful ventures. But you mentioned, too, you've had some failures, right? It's not like everything you touched has been, this is huge. I just think it's wonderfully inspiring for people who want to start something to understand that you're probably going to have some knocks, too.
I mean, I don't want to sit here and count them all out right now, but I have more failures than successes. So it feels good that something is on track to work, especially through the pandemic. I probably drank a little more than I normally ever have because I thought that this project wouldn't get off the ground. But no, I've learned a lot from those. And, you know, that's what it's about, though. I mean, it's like, you know, moving from the next failure to failure with enthusiasm till you hit. And so we've had some successes, but this one feels good because this one feels like it's part of the Milwaukee community. And so many people like yourself and others are coming down to support, and it's kind of a cultural melting pot for everybody. So, you know, we have a ton of families, ton of business people. There's tourism people from the hotels. A lot of people come before Bucks games. As Kristen mentioned, we had World Cup. We're going to have a Super Bowl party. It's a great place to watch sports. We really wanted something for everybody.
Yeah. And I mean it. If you haven't checked it out yet, definitely do that. And so I guess as we pretend, you know, we reach audiences that are not in Milwaukee. And so I think anyone who has a downtown business event or establishment, the first question usually from people from the suburbs is, what's parking like? So what's parking like for people who sometimes that's the deterrent from ever going downtown?
Yeah. No, I mean, I think, you know, Interstate Parking owns and controls. I mean, there's 1,850 parking spots, I think it is. We'll validate for every 3 hours spent. If you spend any money, it's $3 for 3 hours. Have plenty of security out there. Really have no issues. Very, very, very safe environment. And you'll see it. If you come in on a weekend, you'll see it packed with families. And that's really what felt so great. That's what we really wanted. You know, having a family, and there's not a ton to do downtown for families. But I think now here's something that's just a great offer for a lot of families.
Absolutely. And this question might be like choosing your favorite child, but is out of all the vendors and the restaurants that people can choose from in Third Street Market Hall, do you have a favorite?
Or just some favorite dishes?
I get asked that all the time. I mean, I'm a sushi guy.
Okay.
And so, you know, I eat at Kawa a lot. And but I mean, there's just... For the genre, for the culture, the cuisine that's represented, I think we've really hand-selected the best of that cuisine. And so if you're looking for arepas or dogs or burgers, I mean, we've got it covered. And we have many more coming, five in the next by March.
Did I see one's a Vietnamese pho restaurant?
We did. Nice. And they're so talented. It's a family that has incredible pho. Their banh mi sandwiches are unbelievable. For those of you that don't like or appreciate Vietnamese cuisine, you eat it once and you will.
That is absolutely true. All right. Well, so the next event that people can check out, I mean, come whenever, but you are doing a Super Bowl party?
Yeah. I mean, we're doing a Super Bowl party, but you know, it's like anytime through the football playoffs, we have 28 TVs throughout the entire space. So it's not a sports bar, but we do have a large 15-foot drop down in front of the shuffleboard courts that people can watch it. We have top golf bays there that people can watch it too. So it's just a place to come and plenty of food options. Nobody's going to fight over what they're going to eat because everyone can go their separate ways and congregate. 50-person central bar with a lot of great cocktails. I hope you can comment on that as well. I think we've shared a cocktail there together with Michael.
We have. Not this month. I'm still on dry January. But Omar Sheikh, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on a very successful first year. Hopefully an even more successful 2023. And I'll see you there soon. Probably maybe this weekend.
Thank you so much.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. And when we...
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks care, Elks share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's your mind, Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really missed you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's your mind, Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin in the 1 o'clock hour. It is 1:21 on January 9th, Monday, and it is time for the segment we're doing, at least for this month. But who knows? I feel like there's an opportunity to have like a self-help, self-improvement daily segment.
Sure, why not?
People love that stuff, right?
Yeah.
We love making plans of how we're going to be better and then not really ever changing our habits, right?
Exactly. It's the follow-through that's the tricky stuff.
I have to admit, because I'm going to come clean. So, still doing dry January.
Good for you.
We went to a friend's house, like a couple's dinner party at a friend's house on Saturday night. Brought non-alcoholic beer. Was good all night. And then, basically, they convinced us to stay for like another 30 minutes. And upon that, the hostess handed me, it's just a small one. And she handed me a glass of wine. And it was a small one. I did drink it. But I didn't want another one. And I didn't drink on Sunday.
Well, that's...
So that I feel like it's a win.
Was a blip. Was a blip in your dry January.
And also, Mike had to admit that he had one gin and tonic at the Bucks game.
Ah, after we had dinner on Friday.
After we had dinner. He also, I don't know if you know this, he got chosen to do the half-court shot.
Did he really?
So we'll get to the five things to improve your life in a second, but I'll just tell this story quickly.
Oh, great.
I'm at home... putting together my standing desk. Like, I'm very excited about a night at home alone to get things done. And I pick up my phone and I have 45 missed text messages.
Oh, my goodness.
Because...
who died?
Yes. And in reality, it was group text messages of both people seeing him at the game, people talking about his like, sending videos of it and all this different stuff. So basically, they got in their seats and someone came up to him from the Bucks saying... you know, have you ever played basketball? He's like, in high school. Because I think that's what they vet for. Like, if you've played
college or something, they're not going
to... they're like, yeah,
that makes sense.
And he's like, ah, I played in high school. They're like, all right, you can do it. And so basically what they've changed it to now is you have 60 seconds to make a layup, a free throw, an NBA three, which is far.
Tough.
And a half court shot. And at each stage, you win another thing. And so I didn't get to watch it live. This all happened while I was building a desk. And, but he made his second layup. And then I think his free throw was like six attempts.
Oh, dear.
Because he did not bend his knees. You know, if you have to remember, this is a he's married into a basketball family.
Oh gosh, that's right. Oh no.
And he is an incredible athlete. Like, he's an All-American, he's very fast, he can jump high. We got to work on his form though. I said that to him when he got home. I said, "God, I hope our kids get your athleticism, but my shot."
Oh, that's hilarious.
And so he did make a free throw though, and then he did, I think, on the fifth attempt make a three-pointer.
Wow.
And so he got two shots off for the half-court shot. And he had the distance on the second one, but it didn't go in. But I think he ended up winning a gift card, two free tickets, and he's going to get some sort of autograph. I don't know whose.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and he got to perform in front of 40,000 people.
You know what just struck me, which is probably not the way you were hoping this was going to go, but since you had all of these people alerting you to his whereabouts, he's never going to be able to cheat on you because he'll be busted instantaneously.
Well, he can't do that anyways because we have fine friends on. So I can see where he is right now. I can see right now at break, I could look up and be like, is he at the office? Is he at home? Or is he somewhere that he didn't tell me he was going to be? But to be fair, he has the same thing on me.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, now I ate up time. So maybe I'll save some of these. We'll start with a couple of them.
Okay. And then we can finish on the other half of the
break. Yeah, exactly. All right. So we are on... As a reminder, this is 100 ways to slightly improve your life without really trying. This is an article that was published the beginning of last week on January 1st of the year by The Guardian. So it's been interesting. We're doing about five a day, and it's been interesting because it's a British publication. Mm-hmm. And so there are certain things that we need Jane to translate since she is married to an Englishman.
I try.
All right, so we are at number 26 out of 100. Set time limits for your apps. Just go to the settings on your smartphone and add a limit. For example, if you have an iPhone, turn on screen time. Now, I've done this.
So you're saying if you're on TikTok or if you're on Twitter or anything, you have basically a timer going.
You can set for any of your apps. You can do it for all. So it's like I play mindless games a fair amount, and I have one for that, and it's for all the games and not just one of them.
Okay.
I have individual ones for different social media. And you know what happens?
You turn it off.
I just press ignore as soon as it pops up. That's all you have to do is just press, okay, got it. I've been on there an hour today already. I'm going to spend more time.
And I'm not done yet.
So now there's like more apps that you can download to like that where you can't press ignore. Like it actually shuts it off for the day. Probably you have to pay for it. I think it's called Opal or something that I've been seeing ads for because I do think I need something like that because I purposefully set them up thinking it could help me limit my scrolling. I just press ignore.
I'm sure you're not alone.
The sentiment is right, but the execution is a little easy to get over.
A little sketchy.
All right, 27. If possible, take the stairs.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's an easy thing.
I don't have a ton of stairs anymore. I mean, it's stairs in the house, but I'm trying to think of which buildings I walk into that it's like, well, I could take the stairs. I don't know if I'm walking to the fifth floor of the Journal Sentinel building.
Yeah, maybe not five.
Five is a workout.
Two or three.
All right.
Because I'll do that in parking garages and I'll take the stairs.
Yeah. All right. Number 28. Always be willing to miss the next train. I don't know what that means.
I guess just don't freak out if your plans don't go well.
Maybe.
I mean, we've been overseas. My husband has missed ferries.
Yeah.
And you got to stay calm. You got to regroup. And it'll work out.
It'll work out.
Yeah.
I feel like there's more interpretation for that. So always be willing to miss the next train. Yeah. Like, go with the flow. All right. Well, we got two more. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we will give you the last two ways to improve your life slightly without much effort. And also, 2 days in history on January 9th where Apple made big announcements. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam. From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Snuggle up to a new friend this cold season. There's someone waiting just for you. This week's Pet of the Week is brought to you by Bow Wow Meow Boutique and the Southwood County Humane Society. Bow Wow Meow offers your furry friend made-in-the-USA treats, chews, toys, collars, and more. You can shop with your dog or even your crazy cat lady friend. Your pet will say wow when you shop at locally owned Bow Wow Meow. 231 Lincoln Street, Wisconsin Rapids. Adopt then shop. Bow Wow Meow Boutique.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by finding and following our network's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn pages. Want even more? Go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Have you been trying to figure out how to finance your education? Let's be honest. The cost of college these days is staggering. If you have strong academic and leadership skills, you may be eligible for a scholarship from the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Every year, the Elks National Foundation awards more than $3.3 million in scholarships that range from 1 to 4 years. So pick up an application today at your guidance counselor's office or your local Elks Lodge. To find the lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. High school seniors, would you like to avoid student loans? Parents, would you like to give your child a better future without mortgaging your own? Well, a $60,000 ELK scholarship may just be your ticket to the college of your choice. Each year, the Elks National Foundation and your local Elks Lodge provides millions of dollars in college scholarships to high school seniors. If you're interested in learning more about the Elks scholarship opportunities, visit our website at elks.org. Elks care, Elks share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Club, number 693.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Fuel suppliers have more time to catch up on deliveries in Wisconsin after being slowed down by bad weather. Governor Evers issued an emergency order Friday. It's the second one in a month's time. Weeks of cold and snowy weather have slowed delivery of home heating fuel, like heating oil and propane. Look for Governor Evers' cabinet appointees to get confirmation votes in the weeks and months to come. That's what Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu tells the Journal Sentinel. Senate Republicans largely skipped routine confirmations during Evers' first term. That's left 185 appointments unconfirmed, including key cabinet positions. In sports, we may have seen the last of Aaron Rodgers as a Green Bay Packer. Commentators are speculating about his retirement after last night's loss to the Lions. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 31. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, lows dip down to about 27. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow, highs level off around 32. Temps swell above average Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the mid-30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 23.
Yeah. So the last one we read was, if possible, take the stairs. No, we said, always be willing to miss the next train, which we think means be willing to roll with it.
Go with the flow.
Go with the flow. Number 29, eat meat once a week, max. Ideally, less. How often do you guys eat meat?
Oh, at least 3 times a week.
And is that like beef, pork, Or are we including chicken?
Yeah. I'll put chicken. Well, then it's probably 4 or 5 days
yeah.
a week. Because I don't like fish, particularly.
Okay.
And so I don't cook a lot of seafood. And I'm still weighing whether or not I'm going to delve into vegetarianism with tofu.
Have you cooked tofu?
I haven't. I've read about it, though, so I understand, I think, the processes. And it's all about air frying it.
So I haven't actually cooked. That's a great idea. Because I used to try to bake tofu to get it. There was always this tofu that you could get from the salad bar at Whole Foods that was like crispy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was like, it was actually really well cooked. And I always tried to replicate that. So I would like Trader Joe's had tofu that wasn't stored in water. So it was, you don't have to dry it out as much. And I could never replicate it. But I also haven't tried since we got an air fryer.
But you have to press the tofu because it contains so much water that you really got to squish it for a while. And then, yeah, this guy I follow on Twitter swears by air frying the tofu. He says it makes a huge difference.
All right. Well, I'm going to try it. Do you have an air fryer?
I do.
You're great.
Yeah.
You're the best.
Yeah.
All right. And then number 30. Be polite to rude strangers. It's oddly thrilling.
I've done that.
Is it thrilling?
It's a petty thrill.
It's like, look at me being so nice to you, choosing to be nice to you when you are choosing to be so rude.
Yeah.
I think the same thing goes for comment sections. Right? I had someone again, I think last week when I made the realization that I'm not mean enough on Twitter. Is because I ran into my first time getting the little warning message that I thought was new, but it just turns out that it's because I don't say enough rude things on Twitter that I hadn't seen it before, which is like, are you sure you want to tweet this? Like, blah, 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 because I had said something about Skip Bayless. And someone commented this week, and they're like, oh, you don't have a burner account where you
just can say whatever you want and it doesn't, there's no blowback?
Yeah, and I said, and I didn't mean, hopefully this person didn't think it was a dig at them. But I genuinely think, being on the receiving end of people's anonymous, not even just people's, anonymous people's opinions that they feel like they can share with you. If I'm going to say something, for me, I want to own it.
Good for you.
Like, I don't necessarily, and it's also like, I already manage so many different social media platforms to get like another burner account just to like create so I can go cathartically like, be mean to people. Like, it's just, I don't have the time. And so it's more like, if it's like, I'm either going to come up with something smart to say back to you as a clapback, or like, I'm going to move on with my day.
You are a far better person than most people who are on Twitter.
Do you have a burner account?
Perhaps. There was a period of time where I was not able to share my actual opinions.
That's true. That's true.
So I found it very cathartic, but I mean this sincerely, I am very polite.
Even on your burner account?
Even on my burner account.
Okay.
I'm very polite.
But I think that's interesting. Choosing to be polite to rude strangers.
Haven't you ever held a door open for someone? And I'll do this all the time. I'm walking out of the gas station. I'm walking out. Grocery stores have automatic doors. But gas station, I'll hold the door for young guys walking in and they all blow right past you. And I always go, you're welcome. I'm like their mother on their shoulder.
One story of when I definitely was not polite to a rude stranger. I don't think I've shared this story on this show yet. So it was real chilly, if you've been there.
Yes.
So this was the night that the Bucks won the championship.
Oh, wow.
So this was a year and a half ago. And it was also, you know, we had come out of the first real wave of the pandemic, I think. I mean, it was like summer 2021, where it's like, remember how like all of a sudden we didn't have masks anymore, the summer was here, and then all of a sudden just everything felt open and the Bucks won. It was just like this magical summer months, and then there was a spike again and whatever. So, but we were still dealing with staff shortages. So in reality, a lot of places to get food at late night in and around Fiserv by the time it was bar time, and if you were hungry and you were trying to look for food, Real Chili, I think, was the only place you could go do it.
Oh, my goodness. So they must have been mobbed.
They were mobbed, and it was only two guys working, so there was no one to monitor the door, because they were supposed to be closed. But it would be one guy taking orders, another guy filling orders, and then people would unlock the door. They'd sit and they'd eat their food, and then they'd unlock the door and leave, and then more people could walk in. And so the line just never ended because there wasn't someone to be like, you can't get in line
right now
at all. We're closed.
We're closed.
This is the end of the line.
Yeah, we're done.
So we got in there and they weren't closed yet, but they were out of almost everything. And I was not sober. Let's get that started. So I'm with Mike, his twin sister, Mel, and we finally get to the front of the line. We're ordering and a wave of new people come in and the guy behind the register says, hey, we're closed. Like, we have no food left. And I see this like early 20s boy and his dad, and they kind of just like shrink into the wall and pretend that like they were already in line.
They're going to be invisible.
And that's exactly what I say. So I think had I been sober, I probably wouldn't have said anything, but I was like, Hey, you know, they can see you, right? And it's like across the restaurant. Mike's pain, so he's just ignoring me. Mel like shrinks to pretend that she doesn't know me. And I proceed to be so snarky to these guys because I was so annoyed that they just thought they were entitled enough to not listen to what this guy said.
Doesn't apply to me.
This rule doesn't apply to me. I'm going to get my food. And we just like squawk at each other for about 5 minutes until Mike finally pays and gets our food. And in the meantime, I have butt dialed one of my girlfriends in California. So she wakes up and she texts me the next day. She's like, I had a 5-minute voicemail from you of just being like, okay, man, whatever you say, man. So, you know, I'm not sure I was polite in that scenario, but I feel vindicated that they deserve to be called out in that situation. I was like, they saw you. He asked you, he told you were closed and you think the rules don't apply to you.
You're not invisible. Nice try.
Anyways, all right, well, let's get to the topic that I was going to talk about in this segment,
Okay. Which
is, there's two. So 21 years ago today, iTunes came to market.
Changed everything.
Isn't that wild?
Yes.
And because I didn't really, iTunes, so this was, I found the press release. So January 9th, 2001, at the Macworld Expo, San Francisco. Apple today introduced iTunes, the world's best and easiest to use, quote, jukebox software that lets users create and manage their own music library on their Mac. iTunes lets Mac users import songs from their favorite CDs, compress them into the popular MP3 format,
yep,
and store them on their computer's hard drive, organize their music using powerful searching, browsing, and playlist features, watch stunning visualizations on their computer screens, and burn their own CDs.
I did that.
I did that too.
Yep.
All in one easy-to-use application exclusively for Mac users. iTunes is available as a free download from www.apple.com. So that was 21 years ago.
That's hard to believe.
First had iTunes, and I remember. But this was before the iPod. So iTunes came first. So I think you could just play it from your computer at this point.
When
it first came out.
So there was no little mini unit that you could take with you.
Because in 2001 was still like LimeWire. It might have been like the end of Napster. Like Napster had started to get enough of the lawsuits, if I'm remembering this timeline correctly. But there was still other ways to download music and burn CDs. Because in 2001, I didn't have a Mac. And this was like the revival. This was the era of the revival of the Apple as a company.
Apple.
And so that was January 9th, 2001. And then on January 9th, 2007, the iPhone came out.
Oh.
So January 9th, big day.
Apple.
So yeah. So
they should give me something.
I know. So Apple CEO Steve Jobs gave the world its first look at the iPhone, as well as a glimpse into radically different future of personal computing and communications. on this day, January 9th, 2007. And so you think about, and it's, they have a picture of Steve Jobs, RIP, and the tiny little V1 of the iPhone and all the icons that we still recognize that have shifted a little bit for the different apps that you have on there. But the quote was, every once in a while, a revolutionary product comes along that changes everything. And I think it did. I think it's safe to say that, you know, we had the iPod, which originally you could just scroll your music on. And then I'm trying to think of the iTouch. Was the iTouch after the iPhone?
See, I don't think I've ever even touched an Apple product.
You've never touched an Apple product?
No.
Wow.
Never had a Mac or any, nope.
Never interested in, you're just like, I like what I like. And I
like what
like
I like,
that.
And yeah, and I'm used to this, and I like my new flip phone, and yeah, it never called me.
And I didn't do iPhone right away. I had, I'm trying to think of the evolution, like, I, of course, like everyone had a Nokia, was my first, like a little brick Nokia that you could play Snake on. And then after that, I feel like I got, there might have been one in between, but at one point I got an Ericsson, like a Samsung Ericsson, and it didn't pop, like flip open in the way of like open and close.
Mm-hmm.
It would swing open.
Oh.
So it was kind of compact and it was orange. I remember it specifically. And you could swing it like either direction. And that was how it came up.
Oh, that's kind of nifty.
And then I never had a Razor. I remember when those were there. That was like right before the iPhone. The Razors were. Razors and Blackberries.
Super thin.
Yep. And then I had a Blackberry. And then finally I broke down and got an iPhone, I think, in like 2011 or 12. And that's all I've had since.
I feel like the Blackberry people are still brokenhearted.
But Blackberry's still a company. Like, I don't know exactly know
what do they
if they're
do?
Selling consumer products still, but they're still a company that's around. But then just to put in context how quickly technology changes. So 2001, iTunes, 2007, iPhone. And then this year, Apple's long-awaited augmented and virtual reality headset expected to debut this spring, dubbed Reality Pro. And that is their major thing for this year. There's no other updates planned for iPad, Apple Watch, or iPhone. But augmented reality.
Is that just for gamers then?
I don't think so. I think if it's anything like the, is it called Okta? What's the Meta one? Facebook makes I forgot what it's called. They make a virtual reality thing. And it's less for gamers, but you can play games on it. And like you can do like workouts and you can just be in, once you have it on. I've done it once, not the Apple one, but I've done the Facebook one once where you're climbing, like you're rock climbing. And intellectually, you know your feet are on the ground.
Sure.
But how easily you can be tricked into thinking, I'm climbing a rock, and if I fall, I'm going to fall. And the next level of virtual reality and these things and how realistic they seem, even though your feet are on the ground, is wild. And so, I don't know, maybe we'll have to get one of these new headsets to go along with all of your other non-Mac products.
Just to test it out.
All right, well, we're going to take one more break before we wrap up the show. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin. So don't let it go. We can make some more.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes, but I am not a criminal.
I worked for youth advocate programs, I was Tamani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, and get a job.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration and neighborhood violence. Youth advocate programs. Learn how at yapinc.org.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about? And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. 40 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. A reminder, if you missed any part of today's show, you can always listen to it as a podcast. Either find it on asgoeswisconsin.com/listen or on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, wherever you find your podcast, just search As Goes Wisconsin. So do you feel old, Jane?
I feel old every day.
Do you?
No, I really don't. It depends. I mean, physically, certainly many things have changed from when I was in my 30s, but mentally, would like to think I'm as curious as I ever was, and still capable of learning new skills.
Look at this year. Look at what you learned in your 60
just since July.
Year.
Yeah, just since July, since I started here. So I'm happy. Every day on this side of the ground is a good day.
We already established when you were younger, January birthdays are rough.
Yeah.
Because it's like, well, we just did all the holiday stuff and now it's cold.
What's left over?
And so do you have birthday plans?
I will be going this Friday to a girlfriend's for dinner with some other girlfriends.
Okay. What was your last like big birthday party?
When I turned 40. No, when I turned 50.
You didn't do one for 60?
No. Actually, we were supposed to, and there was a snowstorm.
Oh, well, see, another problem with having a January birthday.
Some friends had actually planned to surprise me, and I hate surprises.
Oh, good to know.
Hate surprises.
Why do you hate surprises?
Because I don't like being unprepared.
Okay.
I don't like being taken off guard.
Because what's the worst that happens when you're taken off guard?
I don't know. Someone could throw a rock at my head.
God.
There's just all kinds of potential pitfalls. I don't like surprises. I like to know what's coming.
Have you ever had a surprise that pleasantly surprised you?
Not that I can remember.
Really?
No.
There was nothing that you're like, all right, that wasn't so bad.
The one surprise party that my then boyfriend gave for me, he told me about.
Because he knew you wouldn't want to be surprised?
No, there were some other issues going on, and he had to tell me.
Oh, God, okay. That feels like a longer story.
Yeah, it's a much longer story. Anyway, so I faked it really well, because, of course, we are both actresses.
Yeah, that's true.
And so no one knew until after he dumped me and we broke up, and then I told them all that, yeah, he had told me that it was a surprise party, so I was ready.
But what about, surprise presents? Like, there's different kinds of surprise than, like, just a party where people jump out and say, surprise!
But you know how awkward... And then you have to open gifts in front of these people.
That is the worst.
And it
opening
is.
Gifts in front of people it's like showers and stuff.
Yes,
like,
it's excruciating. And I don't know if it's guilt or And it's odd that I wouldn't want all the attention on me, because in my professional life, I've certainly never shied away from having all the attention on me. You know, get up on stage and whacka whacka. But in my personal life, not so much.
Interesting.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I love surprises.
Well, that's good to know. So but you don't you like surprise parties and you like
mm-hmm. Every time all those things. There's been a surprise party for me. And both times, I know what you're saying as far as feeling unprepared, because my parents threw me a surprise birthday party for my 16th birthday, and it was at like at a park. And I remember specifically my friends who were, my friends who were in charge of getting me to the park, we were, you know, on summer break, and it was a Saturday.
Which is another lousy time to have a birthday when you're a kid.
It was fine.
June's not so bad. It's still pretty close to school. Yeah. But anyway.
But I remember my friend Colleen, because I wasn't wearing any makeup. She's like, do you want to put some makeup on? And I was like, we're going to the park. Like, why? And so then we got there and I was surprised, and I was really surprised. But then I also was like, the people were taking pictures. And of course, you know, 16. I was a confident 16-year-old, but I still was like, I need makeup on. So I ran home quickly and put some makeup on and then went back to the park.
Oh, jeez.
But then fast forward to 2018, I want to say, summer 2018. My then boyfriend threw me a surprise birthday party at our apartment. And I was so surprised. Like, there's video of me, and I think I cleared a foot of air hang time, because I was so surprised. But also, I had my girlfriends there, like, because I think I had woken up from a nap. My parents were in town. I was not ready to go out. And so the girls had, like, pre-planned for me and, like, had a dress for me and, like, changed me and put me in a different outfit. And, like, we're like, here we go. And so I do understand that from the woman's perspective of
being prepared.
I'm not wearing the right outfit.
Right.
I don't have the right makeup.
My hair's not done.
Yes. And then I was also very surprised when Mike proposed. Were you surprised when Paul proposed?
No.
You knew it was coming.
Well, I picked out the ring.
But did you know when he was going to do it and everything?
No, but we had the ring specially made. Again, because I don't like surprises. Don't just pick something out. That might not work well.
Fair.
And then, so we were waiting for the ring to be finished before he could propose. And it was not a big over the top, you know, we were essentially living together at that point anyway. Yeah. And we were in the living room and we stood in front of the fireplace and it was like, you want to? It's like, okay, let's do it. Okay, fine.
That's still good.
Yeah, it was great.
That's great.
20 years later.
Well, I'm very happy you were born.
Thank you.
So happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
When we get off the show, you get to open your present that was kind of Christmas present, kind of birthday present.
We're going
to
do a TikTok,
I
understand.
Make her do a TikTok with me.
Oh, goody.
You're a legend. People recognize you when you're in some of these videos. So.
Well, I finally went back and looked at the one where we were talking about the BCCCs, the bad cartons of cottage cheese. And the one thing it certainly told me is I need to start drawing on my eyebrows. Good heavens. Something they don't tell you about getting older, friends. Don't overpluck. You will regret it.
I know. That's why these thin eyebrows that are coming back, like,
don't do it, girls.
Don't do it.
It's a mistake.
All right.
You will regret it.
Stick around for Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Unless you're listening to WXCO in Wausau, then you got the Chad Holmes Show coming up next. And for us, that about does it for our Monday show, January 9th. We will be back again tomorrow to do it all over again. Thank you for listening to As Goes Wisconsin. We'll do it all again tomorrow. Come back.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cran.